はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはようダカール、
ちぐさです。
ジュンです。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 104. As always brought to you by Eric Claren, the translation and interpretation specialist. All right, today we're continuing on with giving and receiving verbs. Now yesterday we covered the verb, chigusa-san,
あげる
to give. Now, today we're going to cover the te form plus
あげる
which means to do for, as in to do for someone. Now, today's conversation is a bit long, so we're going to jump right into today's conversation. Here we go.
はい、山森です。
もしもし、前原ですけど。
ああ、どうも。私はもう品川に着きました。あとどのぐらいで着きますか？
実は、まだ会社にいます。
ええー、大丈夫ですか？
ええ、大丈夫ですけど、まだ仕事が残ってます。
大丈夫です。手伝ってあげますよ。
そんな、いいですよ。
いいから、今から行きます。30分後に着きます。
あ、ありがとうございます。
早く片付けましょう。仕事はどれですか？
はい、これです。
100ページもあるんですか？あ、用事を思い出しました。じゃあ、失礼します。頑張ってください。
ちょっと待って。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
はい、山森です。
もしもし、前原ですけど。
ああ、どうも。私はもう品川に着きました。あとどのぐらいで着きますか？
実はまだ会社にいます。
大丈夫ですか？
ええ、大丈夫ですけど、まだ仕事が残っています。
大丈夫です。手伝ってあげますよ。
そんな、いいですよ。
いいから、今から行きます。30分後に着きます。
ありがとうございます。
早く片付けましょう。仕事はどれですか？
はい、これです。
100ページもあるんですか？あ、用事を思い出しました。じゃあ、失礼します。頑張ってください。
ちょっと待って。
次はピーターさんの英語が入ります。はい、山森です。
Yes, this is Yamamori.
もしもし、前原ですけど。
Hello, this is Maehara.
ああ、どうも。
ああ、hello.
私はもう品川に着きました。
I've already arrived at Shinagawa.
あとどのぐらいで着きますか？
How much longer until you arrive?
実はまだ会社にいます。
The truth is, I'm still at the office.
大丈夫ですか？
Huh? Are you okay?
大丈夫ですけど、まだ仕事が残っています。
Everything's okay, but there is still work remaining.
大丈夫です。手伝ってあげますよ。
It's okay. I'll help.
そんな、いいですよ。
Huh?That's all right.
いいから。
It's all right.
今から行きます。
I'll go now.
30分後に着きます。
I'll be there in 30 minutes.
ありがとうございます。
Thank you.
早く片付けましょう。
Let's take care of this quickly.
仕事はどれですか？
Which is the work?
はい、これです。
This.
100ページもあるんですか？
There's more than 100 pages.
あ、用事を思い出しました。
I remembered I have something to do.
じゃ、失礼します。
Excuse me, I'll be leaving now.
頑張ってください。
Good luck. Please work hard.
ちょっと待って。
Huh? Wait a minute. All right, Chigusa-san. Let's ask Jun-san what he thought of today's conversation.
Okay. Jun-san, どう思いましたか?
とても面白いと思いました。
Chigusa-san, what did he just say?
He thought it was quite good.
All right. With that said, let's get into today's vocabulary. Here we go. First word, Chigusa-san, お願いします。
もう。
Already.
もう。もう。
Chigusa-san, can we ask Jun-san to give us an example sentence?
Jun-san, 例文をお願いします。
もう食べたからご飯はいらないです。
As I've already eaten, I don't need food. Now, you use this when you've already completed an action. And in this example sentence, the subject has already eaten. In the dialogue, Yamamori is already at Shinagawa. He's already arrived at Shinagawa. So the action is complete. Okay? Next we have Jun-san.お願いします。
どうも。
Now, actually, this brings us back to our first lesson. Now, the reason we're bringing this up is this word has multiple uses. It can be used as a greeting, as in this conversation. Right, Chigusa-san?
Right.
What else can we use this for?
For apology?
Yeah, if you bump someone on the street or do something like that, right?
Right.
So give us a quick...
どうもすみません。
See, I'm willing to forgive you already. One more way that we can use this is as...
Thank you.
So if you receive some food or something, or someone does something kind to you, you can just say...
どうも。
As we passed 100 episodes, you know, we figured that it might be a bit nostalgic to go back and bring back this lesson. All right, next we have... Chigusa-san, お願いします。
品川。
Place name in Tokyo.
品川。品川。
Now, Chigusa-san, can you tell us something about Shinagawa?
In Shinagawa, there's a famous hotel named Shinagawa Prince.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I used to take tennis lessons there too.
Yeah, I think that's the whole point. Please explain to everybody what this hotel has. It's not just a hotel. It's almost like a getaway. It's got an IMAX theater. What else?
They have restaurants, bars, shops, bowling centers. They have everything.
Yeah, it's this huge complex.
Right.
Jun-san, have you been there?
I never been there, unfortunately.
All right, we're going to take you there because it's that good.
Hmm.
You could probably spend the whole day just hanging out there with the different things to do. But it's going to be a bit expensive. And in that vicinity, they have many more things to do. They have a bunch of restaurants and located nearby. So you could really go there and spend the day. Now, also located in Shinagawa is...For many foreign people who are in Japan, the immigration office. And that's where you'll go to take care of the visa issues. Now, there's a bus in front of Shinagawa Station that will take you directly to the immigration office. About a 10-minute ride and located right outside the station. Also, there's a train to Haneda Airport. So, if you want to get to Haneda, you can go to Shinagawa and take the train from there. So, so much going on, transportation-wise and entertainment-wise at Shinagawa.Now, beyond the scope of this lesson to get into everything, but we just want to touch on the tip of the iceberg. All right, next we have Jun-san.
Tsuku.
To arrive.
Tsuku. Tsuku.
And Jun-san, can you ask Chigusa-san to give us an example sentence?
Chigusa-san, 例文をお願いします。
5時に東京に着きます。
I'll arrive in Tokyo at 5 o'clock. All right, next we have.
残る。
To remain.Intransitive.
No, ko, ru, nokoru.
Now, when there's something left to do, we use the present progressive form of this verb. In the dialogue, what do we have, Chigusa-san?
まだ仕事が残っています。
There's still work remaining. There's still work to do. I've heard this one a lot. There's still food left, as in, you didn't finish your food.
ご飯残ってるよ。
Wow, that's the informal version. How about the polite version?
ご飯が残っています。
Yeah, but the first one is kind of the one you'd probably hear more because only a person on the intimate level would tell you there's still food left. So the first one Chigusa-san gave us is probably the one you'll hear more often. All right, now we have the transitive of to remain, which is...
残す。
Now, I use...The te form of this verb quite often. The te form is
残して
And I usually attach please with this.
残してください。
So, please leave some for me. Jun-san, you like that?
Yes, pretty good.
Yeah, you definitely want, if you see a dish going very fast, feel free to use this expression. 残してください。Leave some for me. Please leave some. All right, next we have.
手伝う。
To help.
手伝う。
There's also 手を貸す too, which means to lend a hand.
Now that's a bit more idiomatic, right?
Right.
Can you give us that expression one more time?
手を貸す。
And break it down.
手を貸す。手を貸す。
This directly translates to?
Lend a hand.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. And they can be used interchangeably?
Yeah, quite so.
All right. So, there you go. Thank you, Chigusa-san. Next we have.
そんな。
Now, this is an expression used in cases of mild shock, disbelief, surprise, many different situations. You can use this word. And for some people, it's actually a habit. Often when you're talking to them, they'll interject with
そんな。
So, Chigusa-san, what was the situation it was used in today's dialogue?
Yamamori offers to go back and help Maehara, and Maehara is surprised.
Yeah, the workplace is not in Shinagawa. It seems that Yamamori would have to get back on a train, go all the way to the workplace, plus actually work. So, this is a pretty surprising thing.So, Maehara is a bit taken back, so kind of an interjection of surprise. Like, wow. You may also hear this expression if you compliment someone repeatedly, and that person may be a bit embarrassed and like, Jun-san, you're looking really good today. Did you get a haircut? Are those new clothes? You're looking really good.
そんな。
As in?
そんなことはないです。
And which is a very polite and Japanese way to refuse a compliment.And we went over this once before. If someone says to you, your Japanese is very good, Chigusa-san, how would you answer if you were a foreigner?
そんなことないです。
As in, that's not the case. You know, there's still work to be done. In Jun's case, that's not the case, as he's politely refusing the compliments you're showering on him. In Maehara's case,
そんなこと必要ない。
That thing is not necessary. You don't have to do that. I feel bad if you were to do this.So, it's kind of an expression to rebuff someone's compliments or offer, and sometimes to show surprise or disbelief. All right. Next we have...
思い出す。
To remember. Jun-san, let's ask Chigusa-san to give us an example sentence.
Chigusa-san, 例文をお願いします。
今日試験があることを思い出した。
I remembered that I have a test today. And finally we have...
片付ける。
To clean up, to take care of.
かたづけるかたづける
Now, this has many meanings too. Let's go with the literal meaning, to clean up. How would we say to clean up my room?
部屋をかたづける
Now, this can also mean to take care of, as in to take care of a problem. Now, how would we say that?
問題をかたづける
I had this friend and he often said, I'll take care of the problem for you.How do we say that in Japanese?
私が問題を片付けてあげるよ。
And there it is, the te form plus あげる, which brings us to today's grammar point. Now, today the verb
あげる
is an auxiliary verb used with the te form of verbs. And this means someone does something as a favor for someone. Now, in this form, the subject is marked with the particle
わ。
The indirect object, the receiving party, is marked with the particle
に.
Then the object can be marked with the object marker
を.
And then finally we have the te form plus
あげる.
The te あげる construction is mostly used among friends or people of equal standing. The keigo or polite form of this auxiliary verb is
差し上げる.
But we're going to have more about this in future episodes.It was brought up on the message board yesterday, how would you address someone who is above you? And the answer is 差し上げる. Whether we're talking about just giving something to someone or doing something for someone, the verb we use is
差し上げる.
But again, more about this in a later lesson. Now, when using this construction, there are certain cases where the receiving party, the indirect object, actually becomes the direct object and takes the particle?
Well,
you can find out more about that inside the PDF. For now, please listen to the following example.
Chigusa-san, 財布を忘れました。お金がないです。
大丈夫です。貸してあげます。
How nice of you, Chigusa-san. And his voice was so sad.
I know.
All right, one more time, slowly please.
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
Chigusa さん、財布を忘れました。
Chigusa, I forgot my wallet.
お金がないです。
I have no money.
大丈夫です。
It's all right.
貸してあげます。
I'll lend you. So that's going to do for today. Remember to stop by JapanesePod101.com. There, for basic subscribers, we have the PDF and Inside the Learning Center, so much more to bring everything you learn here together. Also, we want to remind you that voting for the podcast awards is ongoing. You can vote every day. So, if you have the time,
お願いします。
よろしくお願いします。We're almost there. Just one more week of voting left. So, if and whenever possible, Chigusa-san,
お願いします。
So, we'll see you there at the voting polls. That's going to do for today.
またね。
またね。